There's a star next to your name, to the left of your name on
the
A little louder because he's got background noise.
Well, you know what, we can't because
I wasn't talking about that background noise.
Did you say to put a star next to your name if you're willing to do it on a monthly basis?
The Human Rights Alliance at the University of Oregon is working on anti-sweatshop issues and trying to set a code of conduct for the university's business relations with its licensees. And that's apparel manufacturers that, for the most part, make clothes in Central and South America and in Asia. And over the summer, a national student group sent six students down to El Salvador to visit union leaders and go to factories. And while they were in one factory, they were confronted by security guards there, and their cameras were broken. All the film that they had with them was taken and exposed and thrown on the floor. And a video cassette that they had was confiscated. And that video cassette contained tape or of an interview that they had with three labor leaders from the previous day. And this tape was given to the government. And the following day, the three labor leaders were fired from their factory, and one of them received threats on his life. So the past week, the National Labor Committee and United Students Against Sweatshops brought these poor workers to the United States to do a speaking tour. And the factory that they were working in was producing labels for Kathy Lee Gifford's clothing company, and she markets or distributes her label through Walmart. And at one of the first press conferences, Kathy Lee's lawyer appears and says that their company was absolutely perfect and spotless, and that they would disclose the sites and the working conditions of all their companies, which is a really big deal. No one apparel company in the United States or anywhere has offered to do that before. And the next day, they start backtracking. So there's kind of two issues at stake right now. One is the immediate safety of the workers. They were brought here so that when they go back, the eyes of the world would be watching them, and they'd be guaranteed some safety. And that hasn't happened. The way that Kathy Lee's lawyers and her whole PR scheme has put a spin on it being just a personal vendetta of students and of Charlie Kernaghan at the National Labor Committee, just wanting to, being out to get Kathy Lee Gifford, rather than there being any sort of truth to the claims of these workers who are expressing their real experiences and the attempts that they're making for some sort of democratic representation of workers in their factories. So that's one thing. And then the other is an immediate push to get the lawyer or Kathy Lee's company to follow through on their lawyer's promise for full disclosure of its factory site. So there are two letters here, they're identical. One is to the CEO of Walmart, who distributes Kathy Lee's clothing, and the other is to Kathy Lee's clothing company itself. And if you feel inspired, I ask that you would sign your name onto these letters, and that will also try. I'll try and people posted about what's happening on the workers.
Thank you for doing those letters.
Is the university going to sign the corporate code of conduct?
Thank you for my shoes.
The university wants to sign an empty code of conduct, one that looks good, one that was actually drafted by none other than Kathy Lee Gifford and Phil Knight. On the other hand, there's a new monitoring plan and a code of conduct which empowers workers and gives the workers the right to kind of raise a fire alarm when they're having problems. And then at that point, NGOs and labor groups would verify the worker complaints instead of having this kind of external hand come down in the form of an auditing agency from the United States that would have pre-announced visits. And actually, Kathy Lee sent one of these auditors down to her company this week, and the workers at that factory called United Students Against Sweatshops and said that they had been threatened, or they were told, someone's coming down to our factory tomorrow. If any of you express what's actually happening here, then you'll be fired, if this and all that. So we know that the monitoring plan that she's envisioning is certainly not an accurate one.
I think it's just terrific that we have a group on the campus that's working on codes of conduct.
Well, but is the university willing to not do business with or take grants from, isn't that part of the corporate conduct too, that the university isn't going to deal with corporations that have sweatshops?
Well, the University of Oregon is a very intelligent business player. They have privatized all their donations into the Oregon Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that manages, invests, and solicits all funding for the University of Oregon. So students don't have really a lot of legitimacy in questioning or finding out where your vote funding is coming from. So all that this code of conduct, this particular code of conduct, is addressing are the licensees, the companies that the U of O licenses its logo to, because they make a profit from that license agreement. So there is a really good reason to have some sort of ethical standard.
So I think we should give people a chance to ask some questions of Brenda.
Well, I just wanted to, say that what Sarah's talking about a month and a half ago, I took a delegation and did some of the union leaders. So actually, the people who work, with mostly the Kilo people, and 95% down there, all the stuff that they do is, all they do is salt. So the cut pieces already are shut down the community, right? A little from Korea, just some Korean owners, but mostly probably German owners. I think maybe only a few North American owners. But 95% of everything they sew up comes right back here to the United States. So although the owners, I mean, not their name, are the United States citizens, they are the United States company, the real owners of the United States.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really
foundation.
And it's really weird because, like, in a place like El Salvador, there's no work. There's no work. You go into San Salvador, there's thousands and thousands of people with baskets on their hands trying to sell stuff in the street. There's little kids this age in the street.
You can't drive down the street without everybody boarding your car.
Babies raised on the side of the street. So the first day is in a hammock swung up, hung up between two like posts, being out there raised with all that smallness.
No,
so
pollution's
dirty.
Bad.
Oh, it's so bad. There's no work done. So it's like, okay, we can't really close up to my dealer. And then you start, you know, fighting with these people. Hey, they can go to Nicaragua. They can go to Honduras. They can go to China. And so then all these, like, there's over, I think it's not like 70,000 people in El Salvador that are employed, something like that. There's like thousands, tens of thousands of people employed in El Salvador. So it's good.
Okay, there you go.
Good work.
So
well,
I have, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Is there anything that you have seen that could be a capitalized source of income in your town that you said if we had $300 we could buy 17 pigs and then we could do this? Is there anything that you see like that?
Okay, but you're talking about like micro enterprises.
Exactly.
Right? Micro.
It doesn't have to be, but that is the idea.
Uh huh. And in the Alice office, the Association of Social Economic Developers, the self running office that I coordinate with for my work, they let me use their email.
They use their what?
Which I'll use the email, I use their computer, so that's what I have to go in and I have to get to it. Communication. But they have, in that office, is where they have a whole program on micro enterprises. In fact, in the newsletter that I gave,
the white one.
This man here, from the radio.
This one, yeah.
It talks about micro enterprise. I'll tell you about, there's like several hundred women involved in it. This one is a small business. But, they buy their pigs and then they can back them up and sell their product and they pay off their loans. But in the community itself, there was one project that is a real project that could make money. It could make money. People are investigating it. but it needs, you know, some development next to it.
It's a ceramics project.
So speaking of ceramics, if anybody knows...
Oh, yeah.
Ceramics.
Yeah, that goes on there.
Eugene, Oregon, who's like an apprentice, is a young woman who has been a wonderful apprentice for years, and she has a place to live.
She's already a potter there.
Gosh, there must be tons of ceramics people.
She can learn glazing here. She can assist somebody here. She can learn more stuff on the wheel. And then she could go back and teach. She has a position possibly in Wisconsin, but that's not 3.5 years from now. But she would like to come here and study English and do an apprenticeship. And 2 years of teaching.
Thanks, then she knows a bunch of ceramics.
Who does?
Yeah. No, I don't personally. It's just that this is a wonderful
is
community for that. There must be a lot of, I mean,
there's
I'm thinking
Oregon
of that.
The Potters Association is a good point of contact, and the university ceramics department is still a pretty good sized art department.
A lot of Kearns.
Somebody would have to follow through for you because you're not here. Somebody would have to just pick up on that project.
What about Lynn?
Lynn has a friend, and I got her number and left a message. I haven't heard back from her, but she's bilingual as well, which was a real plus. But she's a full-time teacher, and Lynn said, well, I don't know if she'll have extra time, but she might know somebody. So I'm hoping to hear back from her soon.
Well, somebody could go to Mark Pitch and know about pottery.
Thank you. How's that paper coming with signatures?
It's coming.
The song is called They Dance Alone.
Dance alone.
desaparecidos, danzan por los muertos, con amores invisibles, con silencios angustios. Danzan con sus padres, con sus hijos, con sus esposas. Ellos danzan solos, danzan solos. Stop in a shade, so I feel alive. It's fine, I'm running, I support you. When your money's gonna stop, no wages for your torture, no budget for your gun. You think we're all mother, dancing with the rhythm of the sun. Sinaloa. Conocendo a Rai TV.
Thank you.
butterflies and zebras and moon. Oh, fairy tale. Oh, she ever talks about riding with her. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me free. It's the right, it's the right, she says. Take anything, anything you want, anything you want. She's walking through the clouds of the circus mind. Oh, Georgia.